Три кох. Значит, койга. Rashi Koyach, we learn that the Merida of Koyach, Neged Moshe, and the revelation of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Priya Yivra Odom, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Galus of the world about Moshe's Emes, the Sirosa Emes, we have to understand exactly what was the time, what was the machloikas over here, exactly the nekuda of the difference between Koyach and Moshe. We know at the beginning of Parshas Koyach, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Koyach, "Vayidaber el Koyach, v'kol advoike v'yoyda Hashem v'shashaloi v'zakosh v'kri'eilov, Hashem reveal who's kadosh v'kri'eilov, v'es Hashem yifchalo Yaakov eilov, Hashem will show Yaakov eilov, zois asu kuchem machtois." The machtois, putting the ktoires, Rav Lochem b'nei Levi. Moshe Rabbeinu adds over the interesting lashon, Rav Lochem b'nei Levi. What was the intention of that lashon of Rav Lochem b'nei Levi? Rashi says, "Dov gadol bikashtem." We have to understand exactly Moshe Rabbeinu's kavana. We also have to understand that the side of Koyach, Rashi tells us, Koyach shepikeach hoya. My role is to do, what did he see the shtus to make a lachlois of Moshe Rabbeinu? So Rashi says, Ein of it also, his eyes perverted him, eyes tricked him, he saw something great coming out of him, it was equal to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the taka was Shmuel. But the question is, on the 250 Rashi Sanhedrius, the Pella Otsum, 250 Rashi Sanhedrius, that Korach slept along with him, Rabbi Sai. What's the pshat? Rashi says, Heim Chotu Ben Avsham, they sinned, they made a sin. But Korach, what was Korach's fault? How did Korach fall? 250 Heim Chotu Ben Avsham. That's not mad, but what happened with the 250? What did they fall? What was their downfall? You also have to understand that after Moshe Rabbeinu tries to plead with them, he calls Dos and Va'arivram to come up. We're not coming up to you. And they have times of Moshe Rabbeinu, you didn't bring us to Eretz Avachol Devash. We're not coming up. Vayichal Moshe Ma'oit. So Moshe answers back. What does he say? I'll take it on Minchosam. Hashem should answer to listen to the Mincho. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I never took one of the Chamoirim. I never took anything from them. What do they want from them? I don't even, what kind of lashon is that exactly? Moshe Rabbeinu, I never took this. Moshe Rabbeinu should just say, listen, Kadosh Baruch Hu mitzava. Like, he has to start explaining himself. What's Moshe Rabbeinu's vote? Last, we have to understand the question we have to say along the way. The Maisa, at the end of the Inyan, of the Machloikas, after Karach is put out of business, the earth opens up, swallows him up, and Kadosh Baruch Hu afterwards says, tell Aaron, because everybody's still quarreling, everybody still wants to understand what the rising is, or so Rosh Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzav and Moshe Rabbeinu to take sticks, everybody's stick. V'kach mi'ito mate mate lebeisov mi'eis kol ha'nisiyayim, take sticks from each one of the nisiyayim and write the name of the shaver on the stick, and the name of Aaron write on his smate leve, and you should put it on moyeh lefnei ha'idus v'hoyo ha'ish asher evcha boy, the one who I choose, mateu yifroch, his stick will blossom. Rashi koisi mi oles lunos bnei Yisrael, his stick will blossom. What happens? They come inside the next day. Vinei porach mate Aaron lebeis Levi. All of a sudden, on Aaron's stick, the inanimate object, the stick, a piece of wood, grows on it. Vayotze perach, vayotze tzitz, vayigmol shkeidim. On that stick grows a perach, a flower. It sits, that the Chanota Sapri Rashi says, Vayigmol Shkedim, eventually developing into Shkedim almonds. That's the stick of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Aaron HaKoyeh, and produces these Achim. And the Kasha, obviously, is on this mice with the stick. It's very, very interesting that the stick develops with all these stages. That's mashma from the Chazal that Lamaisa normally falls off. But here, everything was on the stick biyachad. The perach, the tzitz, and the shkedim. The Shaila is, what's the yisod of that neis? Do you have a drash moish here? Bring a drash moish. The yisod that God of Rabbi Yisai, which is very, very important for us to understand. Chazal tell us, V'hoyo ha'ish asher evcha boy, on that the Yalkut Shmoni says, Zesh Omer HaKosov, Ashrei Ha'ish, Asher Loi Holach Ba'atis V'Shoem, Uv Moishav Leitzim Lo Yoshav Zekoyach, Shoem Mitzloitzetz Al Moishav V'Aaron, Zok the Yalkut Shmoni. He was Loitzetz, Mitzloitzetz, Al Moishav V'Aaron, Ma'osu Akinis Aleim Kol HaKav Hitzchol Lo Nothneim Divrei Leitzonis. He came in and he said, Divrei Leitzonis. Of them steht v'hoyo ha'ish, Ashrei ha'ish, Chazal Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, who didn't go in the day of Rosh Hashanah over Moshe Leitzim Lo Yoshav. From here it's Mavur that the Yisoid Gadol over here, Rabbeisai, of the downfall of Koyrach was the Koyach Halitzonis. Of a Moishav Leitzim Lo Yoshav Zet Koyrach Shem Mitzloitzet Al Moishav Aaron. Avada Koyrach there was an union of Kovit. But the Maise led to an union of Hitzloitzetzus, of Leitzonis, of joking around, of making fun at, poking fun at. And this was the cause, Pashtus, was the penalty of the Gezach, even after Rashi, Kershah, Bikeh, Hoya, He knew that only one person is going to make it. And yet he carried on with his Muhammad Negev Moshe Rabbeinu. But you have to understand what that means. The Pela Otsum, another Pela Yetzirah. So yeah, everybody gets his whole test. Well, how Koyav made a mistake? He thought at the end of the day, Moshe Rabbeinu said, one person's going to survive this. No one else. And Koyav stood up and he thought he's going to be the survivor with Aaron HaKohen and everything, knowing well deep down the truth. It's very hard to say that he didn't know the truth. And yet he continued in his milchama, he continued on his way. Why? The teretz is leitzanus. Leitzanus doicha mea toichachos. One word of jokery, mockery, can push off 100 toichachos. That means you could be sitting in a shmooze, you could be sitting hearing a gevalot of a shmooze, you all mesayret. And one fool in the back, who probably has some self-interest, says a joke after the shmooze. Oh, that was pretty stupid, no? And the whole hashpo, everything that a person could have gotten, all this oiris hatshuva, all the changes that that person could have made, was crushed and destroyed by the koyach of leitzanus. He made fun of the Rebbe. A person's getting a certain hashpah from a Rebbe. A person's getting a certain hashpah from a yeshiva. A person's getting a certain hashpah from a shir that he goes to. And a guy goes over to that guy, ah, what are you going to that shir for? Nah, they don't learn so much in there. The Bekiyas is not so good. The Rebbe, he's young. He's a young Rebbe. And just one guy, this guy was enjoying the shiur, he's getting from it. This guy took away his whole cheshek now, with one more word of leitzanus. Because what's the yisoid of leitzanus? And here lies the yisoid of leitzanus. Hold the oimek hadover of leitzanus. Lies the yisoid and the contrast between Moshe Rabbeinu's mahalach and Yisro's mahalach, and our mahalach, and Koyrach's mahalach. The yisoid of leitzanus, is to take away the erech hadavar, to take away the value of the object. Leitzanus, I always say it's my part, the boy said, I hope it's not a leitzanus. But the word I always say, leitz is relation to sail. Sail is only a shade of the thing. Not the real thing. Leitz, sail. Sail is a shade. This is my word. Sail means you're seeing only a shadow of the thing. That means you're not really understanding the value. You were moirid the value of the object. Koyrach, his chesor, his vort, and about we're talking about Hayek and Mejna, but we want to understand the chesed is what Chazal taught us, Atri Ha'ish, Asher lo yor ha'avatsa d'shoyim, uve moishat leitim lo yoshav. What was the leitzonis? Not to appreciate the value of every object, of everything in this world. And not to appreciate the value of yourself. Rav Mochem B'nei Levi! Zot! Rav Mochem B'nei Levi! What's the lush of Rav Mochem B'nei Levi? You have so much! What do you want more? You don't appreciate who you are. One time, Rabbi Chatzkel Abramsky, the Ilika, Golo Adom, Rabbi Chatzkel, if the Shir Kavu Yeshiva Slobodke, he turned to all the Yeshiva life and he said, "Do lachem, no, Sha'atem loim de haTorah b'li shum isukim acherim. You guys are learning Torah without anything else. Hinchem mezake harabim hagdoilim biyoseh beklal Yisrael. You are the greatest in klal Yisrael. You're the one to mezake. Aleichem ha'olam oimed. On you the world stands." You give the security to Israel, nothing else, not any Uzis. And he said like this, this thing is what Moshe Rabbeinu told Knoi Kairach. This is a bichatzkus Rabban. This has been what we did. What we asked before. Rav lechem b'nei Levi. Rav lechem b'nei Levi. Koyrach. Atem b'nei Levi. You have much more than all of Klal Yisrael. Hamad mikem ki hivdi Hashem alkei so eschem yadin lahakim eschem eila. Kosher boy, you cloak. What do you want more? Why don't you appreciate what you have? Why is it ma'at mikem? And then he was Moisif Ibichatzko Bramsky. Why are you guys worried your godless? Maduatem ma'itim be'eni atzvachem in your own eyes is goydel ma'alazchem uvikashtem gam kahuna. You're looking for other things, other kibudim. You're looking for other things out there, you b'nei Torah. You don't have to look for more. You look for other honors. You don't need anything more honorable than being a ben Torah and learning Torah. It's the greatest thing. It's the greatest crown. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Yaakov. Rav lecha, wake up. Evaluate, reevaluate who you are. Realize your greatness. Don't get down the mud and feel that you're low, because you're so grand, Lachem B'nei Levi, you're so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here's where Korach, it wasn't enough. He didn't appreciate who he was. And that's Leitzonis Beth. And there comes Leitzonis. Because I don't evaluate myself properly, everything else loses its erich. And then I make fun of everything else. Because I don't feel I'm the person who I'm supposed to be. I don't value who I am. So everything else becomes of no value. And then everything else becomes, I have to put down everything else. I have to make it low. I have to mezalzel. I have to make it lechtzonis. I have to make it tzel of what it really is. Moshe Rabbeinu, on the other hand, was saying, as of Desla Taitis Pshar Rabbi Yisai, Loi chamor echol lohem lokafti, he answers back, I didn't take one chamor from you. I didn't take nothing. Zot Chazal, what was the pshat? What was this chamor of Moshe Rabbeinu that I never took? Shemeshor Shalom Moshe immediately goes to Israel. He went to redeem Klal Yisrael. The gula of Yitzchias Mitzrayim. He should have taken the chamor echam Yishalahem. He should have taken, he was doing it for Klal Yisrael's service. He's always come to Shokrav Desla. He didn't feel it was in a dumper. He didn't Hashem Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu appreciated that the fact that he was able to be a leader of Klal Yisrael, to give himself a Klal Yisrael, I don't need anything more. I don't have to take the donkey because I'm doing Tzorchei Tzibur. I have the greatest thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, the opportunity. I'm going to redeem Klal Yisrael, I have to take the chamor. That's what I need to take. And I believe Rabbi said that was the chocha. Rabbi Moshe says this, you saw it. That was the chocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is the way we're going to mochiach to everybody, that Aaron HaKoyen is the real true one. Vayotze Peretz, Perach, Vayotze Tzitz, unbelievable. The Gemara says, as we said before, it's mashma that everything stayed on the stick. The perach stayed on. The tzitz stayed on. The imloi came. How do we know that there was a tzitz and a perach? Maybe that was the nace, says the Moshe. How does the pasuk know? Maybe the nace was just it came out of sheker, it came out of almond. Zokter Mefurish Rabbi Yuma Shet Minu Makl Shel Aaron Shkedu Prachet. It says in the Gemara in Yuma Nun Beis, they stored away, they hid away Moshe's stick, Aaron's stick, and on it was the Prachim, the Shkedim, and everything there. Rabbi Yisrael, in fact the Toysvis Yishanim over there, Esakasha, we know that the normal way is, and the growth of the Shkedim is, as we said before, things fall off. What was the necessity of the nace? He asked the Tosfos Yeshanim. He says, what was the pshat? It was the nace. So Moshe finds it, he asks, what was the necessity of this nace? So there, listen carefully. החתם שאירונו בזה, שפירחי קדושה אינם נוילום אינם קום לאוילום, every small mice of Kedusha, every small act, every little thing that you do for the Yibayin Shul Olam, Einam Noivlim, Einam Kolam Olam, they never get lost, they're always remembered, every small little thing we do for the Yibayin, every small mitzvah, every little mitzvah, every big mitzvah that we do is remembered, it's choshev by the Yibayin Shul Olam. V'nei pri ha-mitzvah, asiyas ha-mitzvah gufa, the pre is the actual mitzvah. But the shkeh, but the tzitz and the perach represent what brought you to do the mitzvah, all the struggles, all the difficulties, all that was involved to bring it to the mitzvah. So the Moshe Feinstein, that never gets forgotten. Everything that was involved, every difficulty that you had to get up, to come to shachris, the walking, the coming to put on the tefillin, everything, nothing's forgotten. Not only that, some limud, but all the struggles. Not like Dvarim Gashmiim. Dvarim Gashmiim, you get paid. We only value the result. You give a tailor to go do a beged for you. He worked hundreds of hours to make a beged for you. At the end of the day, it doesn't look nice. At the end of the day, he didn't make the beged nice for you. He didn't do the job. Do you pay him? No. Because in the world of Gashmias, we pay for the result. But in the world of Ruchlias, I'm the Chofetz Chaim, I'm the famous Chazal of the Mishnah. Onu ha-meilim ha-mekablim schar. Ve-heim ha-meilim ve-ein ha-mekablim schar. In fact, the Chofetz Chaim, they work and they don't get schar. They get schar for the result. But onu ha-meilim, you can work and work and work on a toisvis a whole day, a whole hour. You worked on a toisvis, you worked on a gemara, and you didn't go, you didn't get pshat, but you harvested. You never got pshat. You don't know, the imam is, at the end you walked out confused, a big migraine headache and confused. You don't have pshat on toisvis, but the schar, you get schar, a zoivi, you got pshat. Because the work by us was choshev by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Anu amelim u'mekabel schar. Tozo, I want to say, is gaval de gavod of Yisrael. This was the answer. This was the proof. Neged Koyrach. Why is this the proof? Because few always say it's gaval de. The Holy Son of Koyrach was. We only evaluate the big. We're not satisfied with the small. Rav Chaimei Levi. Anu Moshe Rabbeinu was showing. To the stick of Aaron, the by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every choshev zach, everything that we do, every mitzvah that we do, is so choshev. And therefore we're choshev. And even if we're not holy by that, but we're doing what's possible for us, we're Mekayim, or whatever we can do, that's the most choshev thing, Be'ini Hashem. And anybody who makes that, and anybody who doesn't say that, anybody who lowers that, is a leitz of a moish of leitz in lo yoshav. Ashrei ha'ish asher lo yolach. We start off there. Ba'atzas v'shoim. Of a moish of leitz in lo yoshav kim b'teres Hashem chavtzoy. V'soyrosa yege yom of alayla. V'soyrosa yege yom. Because teres Hashem is chavtzoy. He realized the etzim thing. I'm learning teres Hashem. It's chavtzoy. It's so valuable. V'soyrosa yege yom of alayla. I'll be yege. I didn't get the answers, but I'll be yega, because the etzim schus to be a loy mei Torah, the etzim schus to sit in a base medris, the etzim schus to do something that's worth every second, every word of Torah is keneged kulam 613, Omar 613, Rava 613, Grama 613, Bini Zakin 613. That way, how many words a person can say? 200 words in a minute. The person can say things to make multiplication of how much you can get, Rabbi, in that minute of Torah, of Schar. Do we appreciate it? Do we appreciate it? If we appreciate it, we come in sometimes a 5 minute Seder, a 10 minute Seder, chap another daf, bein hazmanim. We can't learn a whole day. We can't even learn half a day. We can't learn even one Seder. We can't even learn 1 hour. But we can learn 10 minutes. We can learn a Mishnah, Rabbi Yisrael. One whole Mishnah! to tell you a story. The Pshneir Kotler Zatzal, the Shivas Lakewood, I used to go collecting as they be all Rosh Hashivas. Sometimes they have Pachim that help them and give them the Maisa. But the Maisa, anyway, just side. But anyway, you can sign up outside if you want. Anyway, but the Maisa, yeah. Anyway, but so Reb Schneer used to go collecting from time to time. And the Maisa, he had a good friend in the name of Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt. Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt now, Taka moved. Anybody got the recent Mishpacha for Pesach, he can find out all about it. But he must move to here with a big Rav in Memphis, the Tower of Moshe Feinstein, the very Choshev Yid. So Rabbi Schneer came to Memphis to visit it after Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt got the Shteller. So they were very, very happy to see his old Chavrusa. They used to learn Chavrusa in Lakewood. He was in Lakewood a little bit. So the Maisa, before starting this fundraising trip, so Reb Schneer went down the list of names of prospective donors in Memphis. He gave him a whole list. I guess when I was in Memphis, like, you know, I go to certain states. I go sometimes, you know, there's a certain amount of people you could do. It's not like, you know, Flatbush or, you know, Borough, but, you know, everybody's Yiddish over there. Certain places, you know, how many Yiddin are there? There's a list, the shul list, whatever. So Memphis had done that. I guess had a list of people that I shaykh to go to. Bekitzo, they were reading through the names, and Rabbi Schneer went down the list, and by each name, so Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt gave him a little rundown what this person is, what he does for a living, this, that. They came to a name, he said, they changed the name, Mark Schaefer. Mark Schaefer, Rabbi Schneer reads from the list, Mark Schaefer. Anybody? No, he's not. Anyway, Bekitza, so as soon as he heard the name, Reb Schneer says, I don't think the Reshiva should go to this person, Mark Schaefer. His attitude toward charity is not so geschmack, to say the least. He doesn't really believe in giving charity. Bekitza, they thought he was going to move on. Reb Schneer said, in that case, we got to pay him a visit. Frank Grimmer looks at Reb Schneer and says, I don't understand. You could take a few hours of your time. It's a waste of time going to this yid. Reb Schneer insisted that he's going. We're going. The kids up. Reb Schneer calls him. They call up. Mr. Schaefer's no problem. He says, I'd be happy to see you, but you should know, please remember, I don't give any charity. That's what he does. Reb Schneer on the telephone right before he got to the door. The kids up. They come to the house. He brings them in. And he says again, please understand that I'm not giving you guys a dime. But I'm happy to talk to you, whatever. Bekitza, Reb Schneer says, I just came to visit a fellow yid. I'm not here to collect money. I'm here to collect money, but I came to visit a fellow yid. But he asked us, so why don't you believe in charity? So this kitza, Mr. Schaefer, goes on a long thing. You see, I was in the Holocaust. I was in yeshiva as a child, and I went through the whole Holocaust, and all the, you know, everything was difficult, and I have questions, and this, and that. Reb Schneer says, Mr. Schaefer, I feel so terrible, had a terrible experience, but we don't ask questions of the Ibn Ishlala. We have to do what he says. We don't try to question the Kodesh Baruch Hu's reasoning. But you have to look at another perspective. So many people perished. You survived. Is that a coincidence? Is that, you know, you made it. The Kitzur, Reb Schneer continues, says, Mr. Schaefer, I just want to tell you something. These past 2 hours I've spent with you, mice, I could have gone to a lot of different donors. I'm just asking you, maybe I decide to visit you instead, maybe come give something towards the yeshiva. I want to give you an opportunity to go into Olam Haba. Mr. Schaefer's tears welled up in his eyes and he said, thank you, Rabbi. He wrote out a check for $50 and he handed it to Reb Schneer. Reb Schneer wished him well, and he walked out the door. In the car, he got a berating from Ephraim Greenblatt. Said, Reb Schneer, I don't understand you. You're here for the Lakewood Yeshiva trying to collect. I told you already, this guy, and he told you on the phone, what's the pshat? You spent so much time with Mr. Schaefer. Was it really worth it for the lousy, you know, the $50? I mean, it's lousy, everything. Another schnitzel. How many schnitzels can I buy from here? Reb Schneer said it most definitely was. And I'll tell you a story with my father, about him. The beginning of World War II, everybody who had this, everybody who had the papers that were needed tried to cross over from Poland to Russia. Balin, he successfully managed to cross over the border. However, a few minutes after he arrived, Balin looks around, his luggage, where's the tefillin? Where's my tefillin? He's looking for his tefillin, can't find it. He realized he forgot it back on the other side of the border. His family pleaded with him, don't go back. Tzakana, Balin didn't want to hear it. He wanted to get the tefillin, and that night, over the secretive of the night, he crossed over the border and went back into Poland. He reached the base medj where he found his tefillin. But by then it was the morning already, so he had to hide out for the whole day. He decided to remain in Poland for that day. And then he had to wait for nightfall again to sneak back over the border. He went to one of the villages to find a place to stay for that night to hide out, the Baron Kotler, the Goyen HaGadol. He knocked on one of the farmhouses. He asked the farmer inside, why may I stay here for the night? So the Yid said, certainly. Avada. He started to speak with him and he realized this farmer, Taka, was a Yid. It was interesting that he was in a Yid's farmhouse. But by then it was already daylight and Avada takes out his tefillin, his precious tefillin. He went for it, he starts putting them on. And the man watched as Avada and Kotler, Agoin HaGodol, as he damaged with the tefillin. When he finished, he approached the Baron and he said, the Baron approached him and he asked, did you put on tefillin this morning? And the Yid standing there looking like dumbfounded said, I've never put on tefillin in my life. The Baron was shocked. He gave the man a brief introduction with Vos Heis Tefillin, that people could go on a trip and they leave their tefillin in the room, Rabbi Yisai, that it's Mayom Ki Yisupa today. Tefillin, what his tefillin is, what it's our ois that we are ois with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is our thing that connects us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so stark, Rabbi Yisai. It's our sign that we're hidden, Roch Hu, Ami Oros, Ki Shem Hashem Nikru Alecho. The Rabbi explained him the whole Yisai, and explained to him that one who puts on tefillin gets char to go into Olam Haba. The kid said, the man, after the Baron gave this speech to him, put on tefillin for the first time in his life. The Baron stayed in the wood farmhouse that night, the rest of the day, and the evening, the Zeuch again gets over in the darkness of the night back into Russia. Years later, this farmer appeared to Rabbi Aaron Kotlin in the dreams of Rabbi Schneer to Rabbi Frank Greenlein. The Polish farmer appears to Rabbi Aaron in a dream and says, do you remember me? Rabbi Aaron didn't seem to remember a Polish farmer. What's the shaykh? He was in talking and learning with Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. What's about a Polish farmer? But the year in the dream said, you stayed in my house after retrieving your tefillin. He said, after he died, he was brought to the Bezin Shomayla. The edus against me was overwhelming and I was doomed. All of a sudden, one defending Malach came and recounted the story how I put on tefillin. For that mitzvah alone, I was granted a share, a chilek, in Olam Haba. So, Klip Shner, was it worth it? Sure, it was. To give a 1 year a chilek, Olam Haba. $50 is a chilek, Olam Haba. The value of a mitzvah, Rabbi Yisai. Do you understand what a chelek l'olam haba, Rabbi Yisai? Kol chafetzecho, the Gemara says, anything in this world, any hanor in this world, if you put all the hanors, every single hanor that's possible to put together from now, for the time of Adam HaRishon until today, into one pill, it wouldn't be equal. Yotho shu'achas, shal koyras ruach, v'olam haba, mikol chaye ha'olam hazeh. It's greater. The koiras ruach. From shoachas in oilam habo, kol chay oilam hazeh. That means if you took every anos and you put it together in one pill, it would be equal to 1 second or 1 moment of one shah of a koiras ruach. So kommt das Lekoyes Ruach mit, not being in Olam Haba, just being outside of Olam Haba and whiffing and smelling the aroma. Koyas Ruach that comes out of Olam Haba is greater than all the hanois that was ever together and all together. That's the Koyas Ruach of Olam Haba. And you know what Olam Haba is? For what? For one mitzvah. For one mitzvah. And the Chazal say, Tzchar mitzvah b'hai al meleka. Reward for a mitzvah in this world is not shayach. Why not zok to goyim? Because there is nothing in this world. Nothing! Not anything! Not a car, $50,000 car! With pop-up cups and pie cups, they serve you drinks. There's an automatic drink machine that gives you scotch on the rocks, or arak. Whatever you want, you press a button, two cups come out, and pour you, arak, no end. Right next to the gasoline tank, it has an arak tank. $400 billion house! Everybody was talking about the house this week in B'nai Brak. Wow! Not equal to Koyas Ruach! Millions of houses! Much bigger! For one mitzvah. Yofesh Shoachas of Koyas Ruach! And for many mitzvahs. And for one word of Torah. We understand what one word of Torah is, the Eirach! But we're Mesalzel. We make a Litzonis. Do we understand what it means to daven to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Eilu Dvarim Shoim Dibirumai Shel Olam, says Chazal. They stand at the top of the world to sit and daven to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to have an audience. Three times a day you have an audience. The opportunity to talk to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I'm talking to myself. Do we understand what that means? We're nobody. You have a chance, an audience with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam three times a day. Baruch Atah Hashem, we say. The Goyim can't say that. We talk to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam before the Re'atzmo, not through an intermediary. Baruch Atah Hashem! Choyin Adas, giving Das, the Baruch Shalom, you're talking to him! And every mitzvah that we do, the Kaddish us, makes us a holier nation, to appreciate the value. But it's not enough. We need honor. We need wealth. We need other things. Rav Lachem, Yvachatzkel Abramsky. Rav, you don't need any other things. You're a Ben Toyer who sits and learns a base measure. What else do you need in life? Nothing. You have it all. As we always say, Dor Chaim HaKadosh says, Zok Dor Chaim HaKadosh, V'samachta B'chol HaToiv. Be happy with all the good. Because you have a Torah is koilelas kol a Torah shabbalah. In Torah, licked all the Torah shabbalah. We might not feel it or see it right now, but it's there. It's intrinsically put munach in Torah. Torah is koil kol a Torah shabbalah. So Ben Torah could think, if Ben Torah for a second could think that he's any less than anybody else, then Ben Torah cannot appreciate what he has. Not feel the highest plateau. Not to appreciate the mitzvahs that we have. It's like tzonis that doesn't let us appreciate it. We make fun. Not necessarily with a joke, but a lack of appreciation for mitzvahs, for ma'asim tovim, for Torah. And because of that, there's our downfall. There's where we fall. There's where we're not being matzliach chas v'shalom, because we don't appreciate what one davening is. And where is the throwaway, putting on the tefillin and davening to the Rebbeinu Shlom for the smallest little hanor in the world? He'll miss his daven because he has to go eat a crunch bar.
he'll miss his learning, session, whatever it is, for what? For a stupid ball game. It's not even the championship game. It's some two teams in the last place. But he can't interrupt now because he has to watch the ball game. It's Bein Hazmanim, Rebbe. You can't overwork myself. To appreciate, as we go into the final week, Rabbi Yisai, every day that we're in Eretz Yisrael, to appreciate when we go back to America, Rabbi Yisai, every word of Torah that we can learn. Even the person says, what's a 10-minute Seder? A 10-minute Seder could save you, Bein Hazmanim, because you're attached to Torah. What's a half-hour Seder? What's an hour Seder? Every second, every minute, every Mishnah that we said. Can you imagine what a Mishnah is of Aaron Rand felt? The greatness of it was that he was able to, he felt it was good to go over. And that's what he said to his son, it was good for me to go back, to be able to put on film on that yid from Poland. To get that one mitzvah. It's not good for us, but I say to learn a Mishnah. You know what a Mishnah is? Talmud Torah, and I call a whole Mishnah to know the Mishnah and to chazer it and to go around with the Bein Hazmanim. You know what that is, but in the Bein Shalom, there are thousands of mitzvahs. Chazering the Mishnah a few times, chazering what we learned, Rabbi Yisai. This is the difference, Rabbi Yisai. Korach fell down to Lamata, Lamata, Rabbi Yisai, because he didn't appreciate Rav Lachem Bnei Levi. He didn't appreciate what he had. Not enough. I need more. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm working for Klal Yisrael. I don't have to take anything. I don't need anything else. That's the fact that I'm servicing Klal Yisrael. I'm doing mitzvahs is enough. And because Bob showed Aaron and showed Klal Yisrael that stick, which had every chelik on it to show you that everything that goes into the final product is Kodesh Kedosh by Kodesh Baruch. That's what we have to take away with us, Rabbi Yisai. Whatever we got this man. However much we did, and everybody did something this man, we have to value it, savor it, be happy with it, always want to look to do better, but always cherish, appreciate what we've done, appreciate what we have, appreciate that we're Yidden. Appreciate that we have the schus every day to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to talk to Him in davening. Appreciate of the fact that we can learn His Torah and connect with Him. That when we learn Torah, we become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to appreciate that. Ashreinu matoyv chalkeinu umanoim goraleinu umayob yushaseinu Ashreinu. Not only sheyesh lanu Rebbe kazeh. Ashreinu, Matoyv Chalkeinu! We have to sing how happy we have such a lot! And if we learn to appreciate it, it'll give us the adrenaline and the bren to keep doing mitzvahs, to keep happy. Chatoif, to be zecha, to improve, and to get better, to become more shleimim. To give nachas ruach to our parents, to be better shleimim. The Klal Yisrael will appreciate who we are. When we appreciate who the Ribbono Shel Olam is and our relationship with Him, and Kodesh Baruch Hu look down on us and bring us Mashiach Tzidkenu.